Fourth down and three from the Rocky 49-yard line for the Fighting Saints. Two receivers on the left side, one split out to the right. Gustafson working out of the gun, Walsh on his right hip. Gustafson looking over the middle. He's got time. Now he rolls out to his right. He's looking deep down the field. He's got a man that's fighting for it with Williams, and the pass is overthrown. The intended receiver was Connor Fone. Fone and Williams were both fighting for position, and no flags, and it's going to be a turnover on the loss of downs.
And Williams did a good job turning around, looking for that ball, locating it so that they cannot, no chance of a pass interference call there. So a great defensive move by him. And once again, Babylon Bears with great field position here at their own 49-yard line with 3:54 to go. And maybe this time they can run the clock out and put some more points on the board before the end of the half.
That would be a great turn of events for the Batlin Bears. They are already leading 20-0 here in the first half. And, of course, Bob, they deferred after they won the toss, so they'll get the football to start the second half as well.
That is huge. Must be those black helmets.
They are looking sharp. They've got black helmets with two gold stripes going front to back over the top. Bakken out of the gun. Had a man come out of the backfield. Now he's looking over the middle. Passes. Oh, that was tipped, nearly tipped anyway,
yes,
by Brian Fauntleroy, the 6'1 redshirt freshman out of Whitefish.
You got to get up pretty good to tip his pass.
Yeah.
It's 6'6 or so, whatever he is, 6'5, 6'6.
And that one looked a little underthrown as well.
Yes.
Didn't see who the intended receiver was here on the near side. I don't know if that was Shinola or if that was.
We got Shinola coming wide left on this one. I don't think it was Prince.
Bakken working out of the gun. Two receivers right side, one on the left. Gray's in the slot right side. Schwartz out far right. Shinola lined up, the lone man on the left side. Tight end left side is Mosley. And Jade Olson gets the fake handoff. Keeper by Bakken goes straight ahead across midfield down to the 45-yard line. They're going to spot it here on the near side. And that'll be a gain of 6 yards on the carry by Bakken. That is his fifth carry of the afternoon, 32 yards and a touchdown.
And another great ball fake there. They're doing a good job at that ball fake. Melby and Jade Olson both have done a great job on that ball fake, and Bakken able to pick up nice yardage. But once again, nice hole opened up there by that offensive line.
Four receivers set this time for Bakken, two split out either side. It's third down and about five to go. Pass onto the right flats, complete to Olson. He's got the first down as the defender slid down behind him. Olson goes out of bounds. He will be spotted out at the 30, a gain of 15 yards, and a Batlin Bear first down.
Yeah, nice tiptoe by Jade over there on the sideline, picking up a few extra yards as the ball's going to be down on the 30 here, just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half.
That is the 10th first down of the afternoon for the Batlin Bears. Handoff going
Olson
straight ahead is Jade Olson, the senior out of Malta, getting some playing time here in the first half of this game. We only saw him for a couple of carries in week two, but he played a good portion of the first half against Dickinson State over in Dickinson. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain that time around. So for the senior, Jade Olson, he's got 3 carries, 12 yards. Second and 10 from the Carroll 30-yard line. Rocky leading 20-0. Here with 2:15 and counting in the first half of play. Coming to you live from Nelson Stadium in Helena. Bob's headed down to catch the coach at halftime. Pitch out to Olson. Olson is going to take it around the right end, and he'll get up to the, oh, they're going to spot it at the 29-yard line. A gain of one on the carry by Jade. So here it'll bring up third down and nine. And the clock continues to wind down, 1:45 and counting here in the first half of play. And see if Rocky can convert. They converted on third down last time on this drive. Three receivers left side. Out of the gun, Bakken. He's looking over the middle. Pass is complete at the 20-yard line and on ahead for the first down to the tight end, Mosley. He will be spotted down at the 17-yard line, a gain of 12, and a first down for the Batlin Bears. Nice look on the tight end who was lined up on the right side, and the Bears looking to go into the hurry-up offense. A minute 15 left. Quick pass on the left side to Shinola. Caught at the 15-yard line, spins at the 11. He's finally going to be brought down, as they will say He is brought down at the 11-yard line, a gain of 6. That's Shinola's first catch of the afternoon. And Bakken has completed his last 3 passes in a row. He's now 12 of 17 for 145 yards through the air. He only had 107 through the air all last week against Northern. Second down and 4 yards to go. 2 receivers lined up in tandem on either side. Bakken out of the gun. He'll hand it off to Sparks. Sparks up the middle inside the 5. He'll get into the end zone for the touchdown from 11 yards out. The Battling Bears take a 26-0 lead. Sparks with another great hole thanks to that offensive line. He'll go in from 11 yards out for his first rushing touchdown of the year. And the Battling Bears have shocked the Saints as they lead 26-0, extra point pending here in the second quarter. Here's the hold by Pickering. The kick on its way by Ames. It's plenty of distance, and it is good. And the Battling Bears lead 27-0 over the Saints of Carroll. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll give you the final 38 seconds of the first half right here on ESPN 910 KBLG.